So that same Sunday, it was when we were having a potluck. For I think 2 weeks before that, I was having these headaches that the best way I can describe was like someone was electrocuting like one spot in my head. And so that's fun. So I did what, you know, hold your ears. I Googled it to see what it was, and it's called an ice pick headache. I guess it's a thing. Is that true? Yeah. See? Anyways, it was happening like 5 or 6 times a day. And then Saturday and Sunday, it was happening like 30 times. I counted, I think, 30. I think that morning before, and it was really scaring me. And so then I naturally thought, I'm a little more intense than Stephanie, I guess. I was like, well, I probably have a brain tumor, or I'm going to die and have an aneurysm or something. And so I honestly didn't even think about people praying over me, but she told me she was going to have a group pray over her. And so I just walked up and I was like, can you guys pray over me now? And I just want to say, both of what James and Stephanie said is what the Lord did for me. He saw things in my heart that I wasn't even seeing, and spoke in the Spirit to everyone who was gathered around me, to things that he wanted to heal in my soul. And so my healing, I think it happened in that moment, but they continued. And so even when she is testifying over text to everyone, I'm like, well, that hasn't happened yet, but I'm believing for that. And it was like even me proclaiming that, after that moment I said that on the text, I didn't have another one, and I haven't since. But what I feel so loved in is that the Lord saw these things in my soul that were like those headaches. Because it was like I would be going along in my day, and all of a sudden someone like jabs an ice pick right there where you're like, ah! And so much so that my eyes would close and I couldn't even function for like 4 seconds, and then it would just go away. And I feel like there were certain things in my soul that were affecting me that maybe didn't seem like that big of a deal, but they were a really big deal. And he has just healed my heart of these things. And so I had something happen. Am I good? I had something happen yesterday. We were at the lake, and I'm sitting on this raft and had an encounter with a little boy. And he swims up, and he, in his mind, thinks that it's his turn to go on the tube. And he's literally melting down. You know, like you've had those instances with kids where you're like, you're not hearing anything I'm saying. And so I'm trying to like dialogue with him, and it's okay, settle down. You're gonna have your turn. And so I don't think that much about it. But I wake up in the middle of the night and I felt the Lord saying, that is you. You get so focused on the one thing that you want or think you need that you can't see all the other kids waiting in line, or the person who's driving the jet ski who might be kind of tired. You can't see anything else except it's my turn. And I just felt like he was just saying, I see all of it. And I read this quote this week. It's from Don't Waste Your Sorrows. Really good book. I haven't made it past the preface because I'm so messed up by it, but I'm sure it's a good book. It says, this cosmology asserts, he's talking about how the ultimate goal of the universe is the church. It asserts that as far as scripture reveals, all that God has done from all eternity and all that he will do until the marriage supper of the Lamb is concerned primarily with this one thing and only one, the gathering out and training of his bride for her exalted position of co-rulership with the Son over his vast ever-expanding eternal kingdom in the ages to come. One thing, and one thing only. I'm going to read it one more time. The gathering out and training of his bride for her exalted position of co-rulership with the Son over his eternal kingdom for the ages to come. That means that my King, my Father, sees these places in my heart are not ready to rule for eternity with him. And he loves me so much that he will use the suffering, the pressing, to heal these things. That's just unreal to me. So Isaiah 62, it says, "You are no longer called desolate and forsaken." That's who I am without my King. But now he calls me married, and my delight is in her. So